dance, they call me Magarena. And the boys, they say que soy buena. They all want me, they can't have me. So they all come and dance beside me. Move with me, chant with me. And if you're good, I'll take you.
Come on, everybody.
Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Que tu cuerpo es pa' dar la alegría y cosa buena. Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Macarena. Hala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Que tu cuerpo es pa' dar la alegría y cosa buena.
Oh, wow. I'm exhausted. You just woke up, no? Hi.
I woke up and found I had a pearl necklace.
Which one of you is responsible?
I don't know. Well, anyway, so good
tired.
Morning.
Bloody Mary. Bloody awful.
Salud, salud. James.
Oh.
James. Where's James?
Anyway, there we go.
Okay, you're there. Okay, good.
How nice to see you all. Are you all very hungover?
Yes.
Are you?
We are. We are.
Especially for you, I've had my legs bronzed.
Yes. We were in the makeup room, and they were rubbing his legs, so they are perfectly tan.
Can I just think? I need to tell them what I'm doing on Saturday. Can I just get that out of the way?
Yes, please.
How many of you have heard of Strictly Come Dancing?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going on Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah.
On Saturday. So I'm getting my legs bronzed for that. Right,
you're
now, come
ready.
On.
Okay, we said we were very excited because this is our first podcast live here with the audience and physically together. So we're very happy for this.
Was it me? I tell you what it means. It means we can sniff one another.
Yes, we were supposed to sniff
but
each other.
Which happy? Oh, it's a little vanilla.
Yeah, I told you Dolce & Gabbana.
Yeah, I know.
Hermes, no, Acqua di Parma today. Your word.
Acqua di Parma, yes.
Uh huh.
Just natural gorgeousness.
You should smell him after.
Anyway.
So. We're very happy for this new venture that we have joined together, that the name is Party Politics, and this is our podcast. And we're very excited to be here. It is a privilege to share something from the new world and a little bit from the old. Yes? May I say?
She's such a fucking bitch. Oh. Taking these off.
No. This is exactly what James wrote. You want to give them to me? Okay.
Do you want to sniff them?
No. We can put them here. Okay. This is what James wrote. James wrote a little bit from the new world, a little bit from the old, some traditional English, some Latin, and a fusion of everything. This is what he wrote. And he also wrote another instruction for me that I wanted to make sure. Don't talk about the competition and nothing that we can get to. So I'm having that note here with me.
So that to seems make sure, very unlikely.
To make sure we don't do that today.
Exactly.
But more than that, I want you to share, everybody, what did you do yesterday in the afternoon in this lovely property that we are?
Do you want to know what I did?
What you can share.
Can I share?
The car that you can share.
If any of you are feeling a little bit, God, I'm so hot in here. This thing is so heavy. No, it's not coming off. I went to the spa. And if you have a chance to go to the spa, it really is amazing. I had a very nice man, funny old world, and he brushed me. And then he gave me a salt scrub. And I don't know if... When you go to the spa and they put you face down and they put that ridiculous towel over your bottom, what's that all about?
He requests to be taken off.
I said, get rid of it. And so I was just oiled from top to bottom, front and back, like a sort of piece of lard.
He just lay there.
Yeah, I loved it. It was nothing happened. Well, he tried and I said no. And But in all seriousness, if you have a chance to go to the spa, definitely go. And if you'd like a pearl necklace, it's up to you.
Listen. Okay. Now, Johnny, we are in a beautiful property. I don't know if you have had the chance to explore it. Unfortunately, I haven't, but it has more than 7 different restaurants as well as multiple areas. The only thing that I have really taken my heart away has been the sunset, and the color in the red property is something like really beyond. I mean, whatever photo you want to take in the afternoon, it's like you are like in another place, and I think this property is perfect for our symposium, which is fantastic. We're all together, and it has these multiple things. I heard some people are in villas, some people got upgraded. I didn't. Did you get upgraded?
Upgraded?
Uh-huh.
Upgraded. Can I tell you, when I came here, I came, and if you were on one of my awful breakfast meetings, you'll know this story already. I came on British Airways. From Gatwick. I would rather stick pins in my eyes than travel from Gatwick. And I sat down on the plane, and my seat was about this size. Mm-hmm. And you could hardly get your knees in front of you. And I phoned my office and I said, who on earth booked me on this god-awful flight?
You had a private jet. You didn't have a private jet?
No, they didn't have a private jet.
I'm sorry.
And they had a little table beside me.
Yes.
And then, wonder of wonder, miracle of miracles, this man came and sat down beside me. He was 6'4". He had dark eyes, beautiful hands, flashing teeth, smelt lovely. And we both had 2 large gin and tonics. And then we had a big bottle of wine during what they laughingly call lunch. And the entire trip was fantastic.
Oh, you see?
And then I came here.
Everything turns out for the better.
And at this lovely hotel,
the
woman at check-in, and the staff here are amazing.
They're amazing.
They're very, very,
they are.
Very lovely.
They are. Thank you. Yes. Yes.
All of them. And this girl, this is talk about managing your expectations. She smiled at me. She was pretty. How you smell matters a lot.
Yes.
And she smelled lovely. I could, she was there. But
let me tell them is that you are known for spraying his perfume around the parties and everything so people in the napkin can get the experience, because for him it's very important to motivate all the senses, especially the one of the smell.
But then she said to me, we haven't got your room.
But you came to the party and everything.
I came to the party
great.
And then they gave me a fantastic room. But I think this hotel, and I think, James, where are you?
Yes.
James, where are you?
Yes. Also,
we need to say a huge thank you for last night.
Yes.
It was.
Let's not go there yet.
Perfect.
Let's not go there.
Not go there yet.
Let's not go there yet. No. The last thing that I want to say about this property is that it's very nearby the airport, which is fantastic. And they have partnerships with different airlines, so they can properly bring you and do the whole thing allure. It's that we didn't experience, but they do have those services.
Mm.
Yes, yes. So now, I mean, let's talk about this. You know, We decided that for all of our podcasts, we're going to have a masterpiece where we're going to be present. This was our moment of Adam and Eve. And it looks like you're blaming me.
No, it looks like I'm saying to the Almighty, look at this beautiful creature you've created.
You see, no, let's zoom in, because I think it looks like you're blaming me. You're blaming me.
She was such a witch. I hated her.
I forgot to shave my armpits.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I know. Oh. But you look very good. You're shaved.
Somebody asked me when I was in hair and makeup if I've shaved my legs and...
Your bottom.
And I've got some Veet. You can borrow that.
No, I'll do laser. In that time, we didn't have lasers in our access, but you know, we manage. So anyway, we want to thank RSVP for a wonderful job. I mean, everybody that has been here working behind the scenes, everything that you don't see, they have been pulling off an amazing job. They barely sleep, and this team is amazing. And before we continue that, you would like to share with people what you're going to do for the holidays. the latest party that you're planning.
Oh, let me, the
NDA party that you can...
I have an NDA party, which
but
is...
But you can share and then, uh-huh.
Yeah, but I can't... I have got 9 parties between now and Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is really, actually, too many. I cry a lot. And and I am doing one extraordinary party where I'm building an entire German... a sort of street market.
Okay. Christmas
and then
market.
A Christmas market. Yes. And I was saying to somebody, there's a frightfully cheap shop in the UK.
I'm afraid you're going to show something close to
darling. I need to learn to sit like the Queen.
Yes, yes.
No, she's dead. But there's a very cheap shop called Matlan and another one called M&B, and they sell stuff that your children would love, but most normal adults would reject. And I went there, I bought so much fantastic rubbish.
Yes.
And we're going to, these street stalls are all going to be filled with all this stuff. The man at Matlan was so excited, the general manager, he came out to meet me. He said, I can't believe you bought so much stuff. And so that was very funny. Anyway, and then we're building a chalet.
You're building a chalet, okay.
A chalet inside a tent, and we've got goats and alpine horns and naked boys.
Yes.
With lederhosen and the top of them is being painted and blah, 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 and a choir and the client, NDA,
yes.
And a wonderful firework display. And it goes on and on. It is just extraordinary.
So anyway. I don't know if you know the new generations or people that are here for the first time who John is. John
oh, no, no, don't. Should we
don't
move on?
That?
No, okay. They all know who I am. I'm God.
Apparently you're Adam.
I'd rather have had the apple.
Okay, so now let's go what we were supposed to do here today, which is our thing. No?
Mm.
So we're gonna do Fashion Police about last night. And yes, I may say that yesterday, I don't know why, people thought that my purse was the Mary Poppins purse. And they keep dumping things inside my purse, which is something. Don't be afraid, which is something that I don't know why you did that. But before we go into the purse, I'm going to share some photos of the fantastic fashion we had last night. Like, really, everybody went bananas. So,
and when we show you a picture, you have to stand up so everyone can applaud you.
So we can see you, okay? Let's go. Oh, okay.
Oh.
So that was great. Then, you. No, you have to stand up.
Oh, I can hardly stand.
You see? There you go. Then this one was fantastic. I mean, yes. Thank you so much. Yes. That was great. Oh, where are you? Oh, he's sleeping. Uh-oh.
Is he not here yet?
He's sleeping. Uh-huh. Take note of that. Okay, good. And then who's there? Barbie. There you go. Barbie, by the way, that makeup that you put was brutal. I spent 2 hours trying to remove it from Peter. It was like bulletproof. And then, who are these? Uh-huh. Grace, where are you? Charlotte and Grace, fantastic. I mean, so sexy. Look at that. Wow. And then, who's here again? Let's go. Barbie, and then, where is she? Sleeping too?
Alessandra?
The party animals went to bed. And then here we have Chiara. Yeah. And who's this?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Yeah.
Our peacock. Now we have, who's this? Where are you? Where is she? She had a fantastic makeup in her eyes and everything. I loved it. I wanted her fan. Ah, Nikki Jam and Dana. That was great. And, oh, here we are again. So let's visit what are the things inside our bag, Johnny.
Oh.
This belongs to whom? Let's start from there. Okay.
Is it yours? You have to come and collect it.
In here? Paula, come and get your things.
Yeah, we're not reusing or recycling. You have to take it home and...
No,
no, no, no. Oh. This
one. Oh. Oh. My landing strip. God.
Oh, this hat, which is fantastic. To whom this belongs to? I'll give it to you here. Then, talk to us about this.
It's meant to be a horned pheasant. I don't know, but should I just put it on again? I think it was really, really, really the most uncomfortable thing I've ever worn in my life. Do you realize?
Now, oh, look at this. Uh-huh. But look, they're animal. You want to smell to see who it belongs to?
I wonder if this could make me straight. Oh, boys, do you want to have a little? I'm sure there's some man that has a fetish for these very, very cheap tights. Mm. They're not cheap at all. They don't really... Okay. Can I wash now?
They also put some other... Oh, look at this. These were good. Who was this? Charlotte.
And we want...
You can collect them later.
And we want to know, how did you go home with only one shoe? Spoil the line.
It's here. Well, this one was my mask, so it's okay that it's in my purse. It's supposed to be there. And then, this one. Okay, well, yes. Sorry, not sorry. This was a true item in my purse. Well, this one I got from the venue. I mean, we always take a souvenir. All sizes. You like them? I got them in all the different color patterns.
A nice color.
Yes, yes. So we can. Oh.
I wonder if this has been exfoliated.
So we can wear.
Sorry, a little bit. You're very embarrassed. I can tell.
Yes. Oh, this one was very good. It belongs to Nicole for her shoe. I know. But what we wanted to... I had an eyelash somewhere here that I also throw in my bag. But anyway, what we wanted to get to is that... Oh, this kitty cat.
Oh, sweet.
Whom is this? This is lovely.
Is that your little pussy?
I mean, you guys are fantastic. Like, really, thank you for being so creative, on point, troopers.
I agree.
Don't you agree?
And, I so agree.
And I want you to tell what we were talking about last night when we were in the party. You remember?
No.
No? Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll remind me.
Keep track of everything. Last night we were talking about how fabulous the venue was. I don't know if you guys were blown out of your mind, but really we were. We were. It was very nicely done. The temperature, the ambience, the effect of walking into that dark place with the sound of the animals, how you were transported. It felt like you were on acid, but you didn't need it to take it, no? It was a natural acid, so beautiful.
Everybody, I'm not sure there weren't some people that were on acid, but we were. Where is the lovely woman that did it? Was it you?
Who did it? Who did the event yesterday?
Who did? Stand. Come up here.
Come on.
Come up.
Yes. Thank you so much. You really did.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
No, it was. It looked beautiful. It felt lovely.
Yes.
And the lighting was fantastic. When you're old, you want very little lighting, and that was just great.
Thank you very much.
You did an amazing job. Thank you. Really, thank you. Because we're a very demanding crowd. I don't know if you guys were thinking about the same thing that I was thinking. Where was the kitchen? It was like food was appearing from everywhere. We walked all around. Did you guys see the back of the house operation at some point? No? Okay. And also we want to talk about group collaboration. We were in the middle of the transition from one part to another, and we're all troopers. We know we have to move. We know we have to change for the after party and everything. And then suddenly the boogie, you know, the boogie that had the bubbles from our strippers, you remember?
The bubbles?
Yes, the bubbles
from our strippers. Oh, I love those bubbles.
The boogie was being... It got stuck on the thing because the guys were a little bit heavy, and everybody from the industry felt right on, like, let's all push the boogie together, and the boogie got through. Did you guys see that? Was somebody there in the transition? So when we were talking yesterday, we were talking about how amazing it is, how we all own our own role in this world, in the event world. And when we go to parties from the industry, we're able to do that. We're able to share that again. And we noticed that if the wine was missing, some people got up, grabbed the bottles of wine, put them on the table. Oh, you didn't get this canapé, don't worry, I know the server. Like, we all play a role. It's so hard for us to be served and for us to receive when we are in a party, and everybody feels that we are working even though we're partying. So I wanted you guys to have a second for that because it was fantastic.
That was good. And I thought also, you go to these things so often and the food is really, at best, okay. And I thought dinner last night was delicious. I love the menu cards. Cece, did you do the menu cards? They were absolutely...
They were beautiful.
Well done. Well done. But it was a very funny... I'm sad I'm leaving you. You're probably quite relieved. But I'm going in half an hour.
Why?
All right.
You're supposed to say I.
I'm going because I have to go and work in Madrid. I think that you're going to have a really wonderful time over the next 2 days if you live that long.
Tonight we have Bollywood, so I'm really looking forward of everybody pulling their best moves and to carrying those very heavy skirts. I don't know who brought some of those. I did. It's going to be a challenge. And we need to get ready. And for tonight, I'm going to miss you. I will take
all
the photos.
Take all the photos,
yes,
and send them
and
to
you. Share them with you.
I came home last night and all the feathers were off, but my eyes looked like I'd been beaten up. They were just covered. They were covered in your makeup. Well, and these girls did such a fantastic makeup job.
Yes. And, yes. Thank you.
But I swear, you could walk into this hotel naked, and nobody would even bother.
No.
I look like I've been attacked. Nobody said a word. No. Not even the staff. Are you all right?
By saying that, we want to thank you for having us.
Thank you.
This was our fashion police and our take of yesterday.
And it's our first live.
And our first fashion. Live together.
Well, can we have one more look at Adam and Eve?
Oh, hold on. I'll take you there.
Oh, perfect.
I'll go back.
Oh, there was... Oh. How did we miss Matt out in that photograph?
Matt was not there.
He was on that photograph. Anyway, I can't say anything about that, Matt, can I? Except goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you. We got... Where are you? What happened? We were faster. We were very fast.
Are we too fast?
We were very fast.
Are we too fast?
We cover...
We can't see what you're doing at the back. Going...
We cover the subject.
So, anyway, and you're all bored. Better to leave them.
Oh, actually,
a Q&A. Anybody want to ask us a question? anybody feel a bit sick?
No, no, we're good.
Nobody wants to ask us a question.
No.
We're just two little girls from Liverpool. No. It's just a very lovely pair of pink pants. Yeah. And if you want to see around the corner. What?
How often are you doing the podcast?
When his agenda allowed us.
This is our third.
Third, yeah. Yes.
Does it come across as a podcast, or does it just come across as being a bit of a pointless chat?
No.
The important thing is that we're kind of here when people are doing serious things. You need some, but A, this is a really bum time to do a podcast. You're all hungover. You all wish you were in bed. And the last thing you want to do is to listen to rubbish.
Yes.
But it's better listening to rubbish than somebody talking about, I don't know, one of those sort of very important things about, you know.
Well, we talk about current events and important events, and we have the approach and the vision from our perspective, how we would have done it better or how we should bring a new challenge and our comment and our approach to it, to newly events. But today we did it about what happened last night and what we were wearing, and we kept it casual and funny.
And light for you guys too. So then you can sit and then you can go and have a cup of coffee and then you can listen to somebody who will be very, very, very earnest and tell you about world politics and how you get to the far side of the moon and how you mustn't ever drive on your client's grass. Can I tell you? I had a very famous florist whose name was Kenneth Turner, and all the florists that you have ever come across were founded on the basis of Kenneth Turner and Pulbrook and Gould. He was just so incredibly talented and whatever. He did, however, make one great mistake, and that was he believed his own publicity. And he thought he was God. He went to New York and he did the windows for Bergdorf's and blah, 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 blah. And I took him to a client's house. And Grinling Gibbons, which you may or may not know, is an incredibly famous 17th century carver. So this man, the mother, said, I'd really like a garland above the fireplace. So Ken Turner gets out his Black & Decker drill and just drills through.
Me muero.
And then she said, what I would really love is a tree in the middle of the tent. And he went into her garden, and I was just speechless, went into her garden, and he sawed down this full-size tree, dragged it into the tent, and put it up. And she said, that's so lovely, where did you get that from? And then went outside, and suddenly there was this great gap in her garden where the tree had been. Anyway, he then came to do a party for me. How many of you are Greek?
Greek, Eleni.
Greek. You know that in Greek weddings, black is not a color that is particularly suitable. So I have lots of Greek shipping clients, and this was in the Cala di Volpi in Sardinia. And Ken came out to do the flowers, and he was so far behind. I mean, you know, they went to the church. All I heard was the bride's mother, you have a famous candle, didn't you, that you have to have in the... Yeah, and she was screaming like a fishwife, where's the candle? Where's the candle? And all I could hear was this, and the father had made me buy a sari, which I could have given to you for tomorrow night.
Oh, for tonight.
Yes. And made me put it on my shoulders and walk up the aisle to see if the train for the Valentino dress would flip over. Well, there were some challenges in that the singers, a very famous band called Sammy Goss, came and they didn't have any dresses other than black. Their music stands were all black. And I had to go shopping in the... Can you imagine what dresses cost in the Cala de Volpi shop? I mean, they were like £4,000 a pop. And I had to go and buy these things. And the bride said to me, when I asked her if she had a separate train for her dress, she said, no, Valentina doesn't do detachable trains. And so she said, I've had a second dress made. So she could have a second dress for the wedding. And I've now slightly lost my train of thought. but all I know is that that was, it was just really important that you have people that are going to have deep pockets and that can pay for things when things go wrong. And when I gave them a bill for £20,000 for these girls' dresses, the client asked me what size they were.
Driving over grass. Hmm? Yeah. Driving over grass, that's what started.
Driving over grass, but I just, well, you know, people do all kinds of things. You know.
So, as you know, okay, so...
Is that all right? Yeah. You just need to be very, very, very aware of what you're doing. And when they say... And I'm going to say something that's a little bit contrary to what... No, I'm not going to say it. No.
We're here. We're listening to you.
There are two views on... Hi, how are you this morning?
Hi.
Now you're all wondering who I'm looking at, aren't you? And I have a view that if you have a job that you think is going wrong, and none of us can put our hands up and say we haven't had a job that we think is going wrong, sometimes the clients don't give you enough money, sometimes you fucked up and you had... I often have ideas which are wildly impossible, you know, like the little boy in his lederhosen who I flew down the inside of a tent from a cuckoo clock, and he said to me, I shall never have children, thanks to you. But I do sort of believe that when the client turns round to you and says, that was really not what I wanted, and I want you to give me a refund, that's not a good place to be.
No.
And you will also find that the same person that says, I want the refund, will tell all their friends, do you know, Johnny Roxburgh, he promised me the earth and I paid him a lot of money, but it wasn't quite what I wanted. And the friends go, oh, well, I don't think we'll employ him. But if you put your hand in your pocket and you're having to give her a refund anyway, so the money's coming out of something, I'm a big believer in before it goes wrong, you make it right and you put your hand in your pocket and you sort it out, and she wraps you in her arms and says, that was the best night of my life, thank you very much. And she tells all her friends what a wonderful person you are and how fun it was, and of course you must use Johnny Roxburgh. And believe me, the money that you have made, that you've given her, from the jobs that you will get, you are able to recoup that money. But if you don't get the extra job because she thinks you're a complete clot,
you're done.
And on that note, I have a car sitting outside and I'm going.
Okay, let's go. Thank you again. I'm gonna finish the blue.
Thank you, there's my banana.